Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 16th, and the whole week ahead. Mercury conjunct Venus in Leo is lovely for you because it enables you to look very carefully at your career and your ambitions. And if in any way you can teach others through experience, through knowledge, through wisdom, then now's the time to do it. People will be so grateful that you have become their mentor or their guru. Or maybe that's what you're looking for. If you are, you'll get it. Here's your Sunday stars, one of the best aspects you're going to get. The Sun in Cancer trine, good aspect, Mars in your sign, and this is all about you. This is all about you in every way conceivable. Setting yourself a goal. Setting yourself that path which takes you to an ambition that you dreamed of doing. It's focusing. It's driving towards that one golden chalice, that quest that you need to pursue. It's your holy grail, and you can receive it and redeem it and get it. Here's your Monday stars. Moon's in Capricorn. You know you're going to get a long way by using honey rather than vinegar. You catch more flies, is the old saying, and that's the way to do things now. Be sweet, be kind, be gentle to others, even if they get on your nerves. Because the way to a person's heart now is by sympathizing and being compassionate. Here's your Tuesday stars. Well, there's a full moon in Capricorn, and this really says to me that over the next couple of weeks, so many changes are going to be created in your life. And those changes will come in so many guises. First of all, your ruts and routines that you've gotten into. Maybe they're holding you back now. Maybe you're stuck in a rut. And with that full moon, old habits die hard, but die they must. And when they do, there'll be a new moon rising for you. Here's your Wednesday stars. Well, Venus in Leo is lovely for you because that Venus and Saturn, and not long before, Mercury and Saturn, really does mean if you're hardworking, if you're prepared to graft, and if you are patient, then you will get what you want when it comes to your career. And that's the important thing to understand. Rome wasn't built in a day. You won't get something for nothing in this world. And if you're prepared to graft whatever it is you want, then you will get it, you will get it. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, the moon is in Aquarius, and with the moon being in Aquarius, what's good for you now is the chance to do a lot of things connected with your home and family. Now, with an opposition to Mercury, if there's going to be a problem, that could come from a younger person. Mercury very often represents teenagers. So perhaps a teenager in your life, in your family, needs a good talking to. Won't do him any harm. But in the end, also, this is a very good aspect for changes at home. Here's your Friday stars. Taking away the fact that the moon squares Mars, and you've got to be extremely careful of being cantankerous and quarrelsome today, or having to deal with somebody like that, it also opens up a brand new period for your career and ambitions. The next 4 weeks elucidates you. You absolutely understand what it is that you need to make you happy. And as a result of the sun shining on your ambitions, your ego is well-rounded and you can attain your aims. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.